Today I'm joined by Yumi Kikuchi, the organizer of the second 9/11 Truth International Conference in Tokyo. Ms. Kikuchi, thank you very much for joining me today on the Corbett Report.
You're welcome.
All right, let's start for the listeners who may not know about Yumi Kikuchi. Could you introduce yourself? Who are you and how did you become involved with 9/11 Truth?
Okay, I am a mother of four children living in the countryside, born and raised in Tokyo, but living in the countryside of Chiba, where I grow most of the food organically, rice and vegetables. We are self-sufficient. I was originally environmentalist. You know, my theme was to solve environmental problems, you know, and I got involved with many activities such as beach cleanup and deforestation and trying to protect tropical rainforests and trying to protect whales and, you know, many things, environmental issues. And then the Gulf War started. It was 1991, and then another one started after 2001. And I saw the destruction caused by the war, and the biggest threat to the environment is actually war. So as an environmentalist, I have to prevent the war. That has become my main interest after 9/11. And I didn't know anything about 9/11 Truth. I was just against the war, I mean, to solve the terrorism and killing more people to solve the terrorism doesn't make sense to me, you know. War on terror doesn't make sense to me. So I was against it and launched a campaign called Global Peace Campaign on the internet. So I tried to put advertisement in U.S. papers such as New York Times and Washington Post, the L.A. Times, raising money in Japan, and I placed anti-war advertisement. And our purpose of the Global Peace Campaign was to make Americans that know that there are alternative ways to solve terrorism other than attacking and killing more people, more innocent people. So that was our campaign. And then it was year 2004, August, we happened to come across the DVD called 911 in Plain Sight. And my husband met Dave Von Kleist personally in Los Angeles when they were showing the film in L.A. And he was very, very shocked. I mean, if it's just seeing the video, the film, he wasn't persuaded so much, but he personally met Dave Von Kleist because his friend was in charge of picking him up from the airport. So they went to the airport together and having discussion with the director of the film. And he was totally convinced, you know. Well, first of all, he was very, very shocked because both Gen and I had so many friends in the United States, and we like America, we like the United States, and so many good people there. So we can just not believe, we couldn't believe somebody could do, you know, something like that. I still have half doubt in my head, even as I speak. But a lot of evidence in the film and many books by, like, David Ray Griffin, has given me the reason we should find the truth, because at least U.S. government in 911 commission report is not telling the truth. There are many things hidden. For instance, Pentagon video is not released after 7 years. And if it's really Boeing 757 attacking Pentagon, they should just release the video and convince us, you know. That's very easy, and they still haven't done that. So I doubt they have to hide something, you know. So I started started translating the film first into Japanese, because none of those information were widely available in Japan. So we started translating 911 in Plain Sight, and then we started translating Loose Change and made it available to Japanese audience. And then, of course, people want to listen and learn more about those things. So I started organizing 911 Truth International Conference in year 2006. And that was a big success, and now this is the second one we are organizing.
Excellent. Well, tell us about the Second International Truth Conference. Who will be speaking?
The Second 911 International Truth Conference is taking place in Tokyo, November the 3rd, and keynote speaker is David Ray Griffin, Dr. David Ray Griffin, who has written The New Pearl Harbor, and that has become the best-selling book, questioning official story of September 11th. He's one of the most credible 911 truthers, I think, in the 911 truth movement. And I actually translated his first book, The New Pearl Harbor, into Japanese. So that's how I came to know Dr. David Ray Griffin. I visited him in his home in California, and we had talked about this in a conference. And he's 69 years old, so he doesn't easily travel. So he said first no, but this time he agreed because he has another, he's a theologist, and he has another conference in Japan, so he's coming here anyway. So we are doing this conference together. So we are having David Ray Griffin, and who he has written, I think, at least 7 books on September 11th truth. And all of it is really great. I have a book here called 911 Commission Report, Commissions and Distortions. This is a really great book to know what is omitted and what is distorted in the official story of 9/11. And he has another book called Debunking 911 Debunking. Many people after the New Pearl Harbor, that's David Ray Griffin, and one of them is a popular mechanics, and they published quite a few books discrediting David Ray Griffin's claim. But against that, he's written this book called Debunking 9/11 Debunking. And this is an answer to popular mechanics and other defenders of the official conspiracy theory. So I think those people who still have a lot of doubt should read at least one of David Ray Griffin's books. Then you will have another thought. So he's the main speaker, and the other speakers include such as Benjamin Fulford. Benjamin was the other side until he saw the film 911 in Plain Sight, actually. So he was convinced through David Bonkers and my work. Somebody famous has given him my video to Benjamin and kept calling until he saw it, you know. And he was so reluctant to saw it because he thought it's one of the other Jewish blessing, you know, crazy people things. That's what he thought. So he didn't want to watch it, but because that famous person was so, keep calling, did you watch it? So he reluctantly watched it and then totally convinced. At least he started researching. He was such a credible journalist in Japan. He used to be working for Forbes magazine. He was a main editor in Asia section. So he's a very credible journalist, and he started researching himself. So he is best knowledgeable person on the 911 issue in Japan. So I think now having Benjamin on our side is such an asset. He's also speaking. Another person who's coming from abroad, from actually Spain, is Dojimaru Akira. Akira Dojimaru. He's known as Love from Barcelona. He lives here. Obviously, he lives in Barcelona. And he's very, very active in the internet discussions on 911 truth. And I didn't know him for a long time, but every time my claim was being bashed in the internet, Here he comes, and defend me, you know. This Yumi Kikuchi is saying the, you know, the right thing, and here's the evidence. And I'm, I'm not so precise person. I know by instinct something is wrong, and I'm following my heart. That's what I do. But this Dojimaru-san is very, analytical, critical, very logical person. And every time I was getting bashed in the internet, he comes in and he defends me. So, and I said, who's this guy? And anyway, he's written and published a book called, I don't have the title, but about the destruction of the World Trade Center. And that collapse of the building was very funny, right? It was only 9.5 seconds, and it became dust. And how is it possible without using these explosives? You know, those things, he's written such a book, nobody can argue. So he's also one of the main speakers in the morning. And I am also speaking, showing the films, all the major documentary films of 7/11 truth, such as 911 in Plain Sight, Loose Change, not the whole thing because it's too long. I'm showing the sections which I think is important. And another person who's speaking is Yukihisa Fujita, if you know him. Yukihisa Fujita is a Diet member. He is a member of the, like, senator, we call it the House of Councillors. He started asking questions about 7/11 truth at the Diet. Diet is Congress, the equivalent of Congress in Japan. And that has become quite a big, you know, ripple effect. And he was invited to Europe and Australia to, as a speaker of 911 truth. And he has lots of questions to the Japanese government. So Mr. Fujita is asking Japanese government, we should do our own research of 911 truth. And he's coming to speak. And another person who's coming to speak is Narusawa Muneo. Muneo has been published two books. One is called Juichi no Nazo. Nazo is like mystery of 911. And he's written two books on that. And both has become best-selling. So he's another 911 truther in Japan who's very, very famous. Working for Weekly Friday, Shukan Shinyobi. Weekly Friday is a magazine he works for. He's another credible journalist. So those were the ones who were speaking, and I'm the coordinator, and I'm also explaining some of the films I'm showing in the first thing in the morning. It's starting at 10, and it's November the 3rd, and the place is called Miyakezaka Hall. Miyakezaka Hall is near the Diet. It's the closest station to the hall is Nagatasho, or the subway in Tokyo, like a subway. So that's the information. And the ticket is for sale at Pia. Ticket Pia is every convenience store has carried the machine, Ticket Pia. And you can buy it until the end of this month. It's 5,000 yen. And if you come and pay at the door, it's 6,000 yen. It'll be fun. It's an all-day event from 10 to 8 p.m. And after that, we have dinner party with David Ray Griffin. That's another 5,000 with food and drink. So that's about the second 9/11 Truth International Conference.
Excellent. Very exciting. Does the second 9/11 Truth Conference have a website?
We have a Keitai site and also the website. The website, should I tell you the URL?
Yes, please.
Second 911, it's 2nd911.globalpeace.jp. And mobile phone site is available only in Japanese, and that's 911jp.org. That is a Keitai site. Mobile site. Sorry, I keep speaking half in Japanese.
It's okay. Well, Ms. Kikuchi, thank you very much for this information. I'm sure many of my listeners are looking forward to this conference. So thank you for the information, and I hope to see you there at the conference next week.
Yes. One more thing, can I add?
Absolutely.
Because this may be listened by the people in Japan all over. This conference I talked about was in Tokyo on November the 3rd. But actually, there are another four places Dr. David Ray Griffin and I will be speaking. That is tomorrow in Akita, October 27th in Akita. Akita is the northern part of Tokyo. And then on the October 31st, Friday, there's one in the evening event in Kobe. Kobe is the west side of Japan. And then November the 1st is Osaka. Osaka conference is as big as Tokyo conference. And in Osaka, it's November the 1st at Abenoku Min Center. Abenoku Min Center. And also, there's one in Nagoya on November the 2nd at Fujigami Hall. That's an afternoon event from 2 to 6 in the afternoon. So all those four places, you're welcome to come. And also, please join me at Tokyo 911 Truth International Conference on November the 3rd. That's going to be the highlight of David Ray Griffin's visit to Japan.
All right. Well, very exciting. And Ms. Kikuchi, thank you again for telling us about this information.
All right. Thank you very much. And let's spread the truth and end war on terror, that's fake war.
All right. Thank you.